The new Black Friday. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The stampedes of holiday shoppers camped outside of stores is not what the day after Thanksgiving looks like anymore.
COVID protocols made some retailers shift to online sales in 2020. Sites like Amazon have attracted holiday shoppers with Prime Day sales as early as October, and other retailers have followed suit. Big box stores like Walmart and Target have been pushing Black Friday deals weeks early. Shoppers could see even more discounts this year because retailers are overstocked with excess inventory they want to clear out of warehouses.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard in Washington. Railroad workers calling for better pay and scheduling could go on strike in less than 2 weeks if their demands aren't met. A report from the railroad industry estimates a strike could cost the economy about $2 billion a day, impacting travel and supply chains. The White House says President Biden is directly involved in the negotiations. Residents in Ukraine's capital are taking empty bottles in search of water after relentless Russian strikes damage water and power supplies.
It is a foggy, cold, wet day here in Kyiv as this city, as this nation, tries to put the pieces back together after another Russian barrage. 70 missiles were launched at Ukraine. Many were intercepted, but 20 got through, leaving 10 dead and dozens injured in Kyiv alone. Power, heat, water, communications, they were knocked out here nationwide, only now slowly being restored as Moscow targets the energy civilian infrastructure.
Fox's Greg Palkett in Kyiv, Ukraine. President Biden delivered pumpkin pies to Massachusetts firefighters for Thanksgiving. The president also spoke on the phone with U.S. service members overseas to share his gratitude for their service and sacrifice. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
An emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council on the unrest in Iran.
Iran called it disgraceful and appalling, but 25 nations backed a plan to set up a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged abuses. Six countries, including China, opposed the move. The hearing heard how more than 14,000 people have been arrested since protests began in September, over 300 killed, including 40 children. Demonstrators are calling for more freedom and less stringent religious rule. It's after a woman died in the custody of morality police who'd objected to how she dressed. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk says he is granting amnesty for suspended accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in gregarious spam. The decision came after a user poll on the social media platform. Musk made a similar move when he restored former President Trump's account last week. A Detroit police officer who killed a 20-year-old black man wielding a knife will not face charges.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy making the announcement Wednesday. Police officers had fired 38 rounds at Porter Burks during a confrontation on October 2nd. Burks, who had schizophrenia, was believed to have been having a mental health episode when he was shot 19 times. Body camera footage shows police repeatedly pleading with Burks to drop the knife before he charged at them. Burke's aunt, Michelle Wilson, spoke about her family's reaction following the decision.
At this moment, the feeling is devastated. I mean, I can't even describe how I feel.
The family's lawyer announced earlier in the month a wrongful death lawsuit had been filed against the city for $50 million, claiming gross negligence, assault and battery, among other offenses. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
History at the World Cup in Qatar. Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the first male player to score in five different World Cup tournaments. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.